You're listening to Vulcan Has a Faith, the audio podcast about New Birmingham and the people making a difference. Well, good afternoon. This is Scott with Vulcan Has a Faith, and we're very lucky to be in Kingdom Comics today recording our interview with Melissa Schultz-Joan. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to be here.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you being here and talking about all the good things you've got going on.
Oh, I'm excited that you've given me this opportunity, and thank you to Kingdom Comics always for everything.
Yeah, aren't they great?
Yeah, sweet.
Stan and all the crew here at Kingdom are just awesome, right?
Totally, yeah.
Very supportive, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh yeah. Without their backing and their support over the years, I wouldn't, and my friends and family, I wouldn't be where I am.
Yeah, we owe a lot to them for the community and everything, for you and a lot of other people, definitely.
Totally.
Well, let me tell the listeners a little bit about your background and everything. Of course, you live in Avondale with your husband and three kids, and you homeschool two
right.
of them?
Yeah, I'm crazy.
How is that going?
It's nuts. You just do it and don't think.
Yeah, that would be fun, though, having them there with you all the time.
Totally.
Okay, a little bit more about you. You're illustrating a picture book for 4Kids Publishing, which is coming out in March of 2017.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. You're also working on, and correct me if I say this wrong, but it's Vulcans on Parade for the Birmingham Botanical Gardens?
Yeah, Vulcans on Parade. It's I'm working on one Vulcan. They're releasing 5. Looks like the release date will be sometime in November, and I'm doing mine for Birmingham Botanical Gardens, kind of like in coordination with them.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Awesome. You also illustrate for Birmingham Parent Magazine, so that's pretty cool. What do you do for them?
I do a mixture of interior and cover art for them. So I've got a coloring book page coming out for their November issue, and it's all, you know, it's a Birmingham Parent, it's for parents, it's not necessarily for kids, but they want this kid friendly kind of look to it. So I do a lot of cover art for them. I've done, I think, 3 covers, working on my 4th to be released in January. So
cool. Yeah. And let's see, and one other thing, you're also on the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators,
mouthful.
Or SCBWI, right?
Right, it's easier.
So what is that about? What is that organization?
It's a group of people that are enthusiastic about children's books or writing and illustrating for children. So it ranges anywhere between board books, the earliest to or the newest category, which is new adult. And we get together and we geek out about children's books. I love children's books. I would read them even if I didn't have a 6-year-old at home, especially picture books. So anyway, you get to attend conferences, learn about how to construct a book, how to edit, how to go about finding an editor, agents, representatives, etc., critique groups. It's just a way to grow your craft into something producible.
Wow, that's a good benefit right there.
Yeah, oh, totally. Yeah, it's a great, great, loving, supporting group of people here in Birmingham. It's actually quite a large group of us here and in the South. I mean, the South is represented by tons of talent and yeah.
Wow. See, that's why I'm so excited to have you today, because, you know, our podcast is about the revitalization of Birmingham and all the pockets of talent. And, you know, this is a type of organization that a lot of people may not know about.
Right.
And if they're interested in doing these type of things, you know, then it gives them that that resource.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you bringing that up and everything. So tell us a little bit about yourself personally. What do you enjoy? What do you do in your spare time if you have it?
I don't have much. I pretty much work all the time. But I listen to music and podcasts such as yours and audiobooks. And I love reading to my children. That's hiking,
okay.
Exploring around town, eating is really fun.
Do you have a favorite place in Birmingham to eat? Or a go-to place?
Yes. Well, Saul's Barbecue right down the road from me in Avondale is one of my favorite spots. Paramount, awesome burgers, the J. Clyde, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All good places, definitely. I love Saul's too. I mean, we're lucky to have Saul's in Birmingham for sure.
Oh yeah, sweet tea chicken sandwich at the Avondale. It's at the Avondale Center's or shop is great. I mean, that one is kind of like a secret almost. I mean, you think you got to order barbecue every time you go to Saul's, but next time you're there, grab that. It's delicious.
That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about your craft and everything. So this is an audio podcast. So can you describe your work? Like, what type of art, what kind of drawing do you actually do?
I don't know. So I use gouache and watercolor and ink primarily. Sometimes I'll use some charcoal. You just say that I use mixed media because it's usually a combination of those. Illustration is another way I'd classify it. So because I love stories, I love literature so much, especially folk literature. Comics as well, obviously. That's why I'm here. I love storytelling. So I love illustration and bringing that in. It's really kind of has this chunky, folksy look. Mm-hmm. Some nice detail vintage. I'm slightly obsessed with the 1950s, 1960s illustrators. From any genre, any of it. It just amazes me. It's just beautiful. It has a great sense of style. Just kind of crunchy, chunky, vintagey.
And we'll definitely post some of your work on our website just so people can see what you do and some of your best work and everything.
Okay, cool.
So
thank you.
That'll be good. So tell us a little bit about the picture book for 4Kids Publishing.
Okay, well, I'm just the illustrator on that project, and it is a lovely little story about a rooster. It's an adoption story. It's about a rooster trying to find his egg. Have You Seen My Egg is the name of the story, written by Andrew Fairchild. Hashtag HYSME, if you want to look that up on Instagram, we're trying to get some of that going. Due out, as you said earlier, March of 2017. It's just a sweet, lovely story, meaning a lot of friends that are intending to be helpful, sometimes not, but he's just determined to find his kid. He's just determined he's got a kid. So it's an interesting little tale.
You have a passion for the story part, don't you?
Yeah, totally. Oh yeah, that drives the pictures, the story does, yeah.
So that's your biggest part of your inspiration to draw, would you say?
I think so. I listen to some music that has a great story, or just read a great folktale like Just So Stories by Rudyard Kipling. I'm reading those right now. You know, just I can't help but want to draw, or old Dan Tucker, my 6-year-old's obsessed with that song right now. So I can't help but want to draw that, even though there's like no time. I'm trying to like wiggle some time to draw some old Dan Tucker pictures for her. So, but yeah, story driven for sure.
Good stuff. So Vulcans on Parade, you're actually drawing Vulcan, is that right? Or what are you actually doing?
Gosh, I wish. So there's about a 6.5-foot Vulcan sitting in my studio.
Oh.
Three-dimensional guy that I have to paint. He's a really large canvas. So,
oh, wow.
It's quite a task. So I've got the initial layers down, the background, and I'm starting to paint the plants. Don't think I'm at liberty to give too much specifics about it because I think they want to reveal things in succession, but it's in collaboration, as I said, with Botanical Gardens. It has to do. I'm trying to tie in the educational departments there, so it'll be kind of an interesting take, I hope.
Okay, and tell us again when everybody can actually see that.
They're working on getting together with the mayor's busy schedule. So we're looking, William Bell's schedule, we're looking at sometime in November. So we don't have a specific date for that, but I'll let you guys know as soon as it
We'll definitely blast that and try to publicize it as much as possible. That sounds really cool, though.
Yeah, I'm excited to have the opportunity. I'm honored.
Yeah, definitely. So how did you get started with Birmingham's Parent Magazine?
I just went in and asked them.
Really?
Yeah, I sent them an email, just dry. I hadn't met anyone there and just thought, you know, this looks like it'd be a good fit for my stuff. And met Carol, the editor. She agreed to meet up with me for breakfast one day and chatted. And she said it'd be a great fit and let's do it. And I said, okay, how about a cover? I said, sure.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing that?
Maybe a year and a half, something like that. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like it's going really well.
Yeah, I love it. I love doing the work for them, and they're receptive and seem to enjoy my work. So I think it's a good match.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about what you have coming up, like in the future. I mean, we've mentioned a few things, but what are some other things you're involved with or coming up?
I see several Birmingham Parent things due soon. There's a lot of stuff. I need a handler. So with the book, you know, obviously I'll be pitching that and trying to sell that as well at various festivals and things. I have Phoenix Festival coming up.
Okay, tell us about that.
October 21st through the 23rd is at the Hoover Library, and I'll be there. I'll have some brand new merchandise, some T-shirts, some bags, and as well as prints available with a lot of wonderfully talented artists that I'm just happy to be hanging around, get to see friends and stuff again. But it's a comic book festival. So just in the library this year, which is going to be nice and cozy.
That'll be very interesting. Mm-hmm. So that's the Phoenix Festival, October 21st to the 23rd.
Correct.
At the Hoover Public Library.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Stan will be putting it on, Stan of Kingdom Comics, this year. So.
Well, of course, he's into everything, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a mess. And then I've got... I'll be releasing a Kickstarter after the book comes out sometime, probably in April. And I'm not going to say too much about that yet, but check on my website or my Instagram, Facebook page, any of that. Just search for melissaschultzjones.com for future updates and little glimpses into that.
Awesome. So you mentioned your Facebook and website and all that. So how can people find you?
Just melissaschultzjones.com is on my website. melissa@melissaschultzjones.com if you have any inquiries. For inquiries or questions, it's my email. melissaschultzjones on Instagram. I think it's Art of Melissa Schultz Jones on Facebook. MSJ Art, but search again for my name on Twitter. I think that's all that I'm keep up with right now.
That's a good bit.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You do all that yourself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
You do stay busy then, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, listen, we really appreciate you being here today and tell us what all you have going on and everything. So
thank you for the opportunity. I so appreciate it. You guys are so great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Follow us on social media at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Vulcan Has a Fade. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.